You are listening to Real World News.
Elections in Costa Rica could result in a victory for the left-wing party for the first time. Costa Rica is going through an unprecedented period in its history. Some of the latest polls ahead of the February 2nd election suggest that the lefty candidates from the Frente Amplio party, José María Villalta, would win the elections. This would put an end to the traditional political conservatism in the country after several decades of neoliberal administrations. Villalta is 36 years old and bears few of the features of the typical Costa Rican politician. He fought next to social movements and organizations for years. He defends the participation of grassroots communities in relevant national political decisions, and he has hopes for change for a large part of the population. The latest polls indicate that if elections were to take place today, candidate Johnny Araya from Partido Liberación Nacional, the party in office, would be defeated. To know more about the situation in Costa Rica before the elections and what seems to be a milestone in the national political history, no matter what the results of the February 2nd elections, Real World Radio interviewed environmental activist Isaac Rojas of Coeco Ceiba, Friends of the Earth Costa Rica. Rojas is also coordinator of the Forest and Biodiversity Program of Friends of the Earth International. Coeco Ceiba supports Villalta's candidacy and is working to contribute to FA's victory. Following in 2004, the party goes from having one MP in parliament today, Villalta himself, and one in the previous period, Jose Merino, founder, to having real chances of winning the elections. Villalta is the MP who has submitted the most bills for discussion and represents an alternative for a population that trusts him and clearly expresses its rejections of the abuses and consecutive right-wing administrations today led by President Laura Chinchilla.
You are listening to Real World News.